All right, Chance Hymus, hey, probably not. You don't want to stay on the podium, especially after qualifying in the first moto. Bad start, second moto, kind of did you in a little bit.
Yeah, that was definitely a bummer. Wheelied right off the start, okay. And that was it from there. I feel like I started 25th, 20th, I don't know, too far back when everyone else started up front. But, man, I digged. I think I had like 5 or 6 laps in a row as fastest on track, and I was digging through the pack. I got stuck behind a couple guys and couldn't pass them, and by the time I got to 6th, the gap was closable.
Yeah.
And I was digging, and I had a pretty big moment.
Was that Seth? Was it
after
you?
After I passed Seth.
Yeah, okay.
And then it was Garrett, Juju, Vial.
That's it.
I had them in my sights, and I was digging, I was catching them, and then I had a pretty big moment after the finish line.
Okay.
And that was about
roller.
Yeah, yeah, I was about 2 laps to go, and I was like, I put in a solid, like another solid lap after that, but I didn't catch them. I was like, yeah, just bring her in. I knew I had 4th overall. I mean, yep. It's not where I wanted to be. I wanted to be on the podium, at least salvage a podium here, but I mean,
yep.
One position off where I wanted to be this weekend, so
yep.
Not too bad. I feel like I did pretty good damage control, but I'll go again next weekend.
First moto, though, obviously you made the crash, but I mean, you showed speed all day long. I mean, felt like it could have been yours.
Yeah, definitely. I was not going to lie, I was fighting the bike a little bit in the first moto. I've kind of been going back and forth between settings, and my one setting's a little too stiff, one's a little too soft,
okay,
and
yeah.
I went to my softer one after Q1, and obviously I did my fast time on it, but I was on the limit for sure.
So I was going to ask you that. So after the Q1, you credited the team with making a suspension change.
Yeah.
But then that was more like a send it moment, and then moto one, it didn't work?
Yeah, like it was better than what I had for
okay.
sure. We kind of been going back and forth a little bit on the bike. It's definitely a bit trickier than last year. So I didn't really have a solid base coming in. I knew I could ride the stiffer stuff and be solid. The soft stuff was kind of a give or take. Like when I was riding in Florida, it was just a little too soft and it was beating me up a little bit. But obviously here with some of the square edge stuff, I was like, man, like kind of gambled on it and went for it. But it was beating me up the first moto, and then.
So you kind of, as you're riding and you're like leading, you're like, oh.
Yeah, well, I was sprinting and I could kind of, like, it was just beating me up. I'm like, man, like, this is going to be a long moto. Then I just cross-threaded, tipped over, and then I was kind of fighting, and I kind of got in a good groove at the end of the second moto, and I had caught a second wind. Last 5 laps, I was putting in a good effort.
Yeah.
I started catching Joe a little bit. And then we made not a super big change, just a fork change for the second moto. And it was better, but obviously starting 25th, I mean, anything was going to work at that point. You were just digging going forward, so
it's a credit to you too, because the track seemed like far inside and far outside, middles were no good because typical Paula.
Mm-hmm.
So to pass, what were you doing? How were you getting by guys?
Squaring people up.
Okay.
Running them off the track a little bit. Like I was just
I'm right though. It's hard to pass, right?
Oh yeah, 100%. It's especially when you get behind somebody that's like you're only like a second faster than, and they're going just fast enough that it's hard, like, can't
catch
get
them by the end of the straightaway, but then you can't.
Yeah, exactly. And a couple guys in front of me are taking some cheater lines, and a little bit of bullshit
one
there.
After the rollers, after the finish.
There was one after the finish line. One after
the left.
Yeah, the left hander before the mechanics area.
Yep.
There was one there.
Yep.
Guy went inside the berm, right in the middle, inside an inside roller.
Was he on a gas?
Maybe. So, I kind of yo-yoed there. Once I got past him, I caught Seth, and then, like I said, wasn't quite fast enough to get there, but, I mean, I basically just did a 30-minute sprint. But those guys the problem is, by the time I got through all those guys, they were just gone.
Yep.
So, I did what I could. I mean, I was buried.
Yep.
So,
nothing like racing the first outdoor motocross. So, what... I mean, I thought it was a positive day for you, but what do you want to work on? Just bike stuff, physical-wise, how do you feel, everything else?
Yeah, physically. On the physical side, body side, I feel really strong. Burners got me dialed in, and I feel like we got a solid program that way. In regards to the bike, we got a lot of testing this week. We need to dial it in a little bit more.
Back here?
Yeah, I'm staying in California here. Obviously, a lot of the teams ran out the tracks, so depending on whether I ride here or Elsinore, one of the two, but... feel like we got a couple long days of testing ahead. Obviously, the team's working really hard, and I'm not talking down on the bike. The bike's really good. It's in a good spot, but these guys are on their generation bikes. They've been on them for a few years, and obviously we're on a new bike this year. So just trying to fine-tune it and just get it to where we have a solid base. So, yeah, just dial it in this week, and sure. Hopefully we make a big stride this week going in the weekend.
Cool. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Cool.